What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before I take this phone call, I want to finish up on this story. We've been talking all this last week about how the Dallas pension plan is in serious trouble. They've got a huge shortfall. They've actually cut off people being able to withdraw their money back out of it. And that's a red warning sign. And now the contagion has spread to Fort Worth. Their pension plan is in deep trouble. Now, all of this goes back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud, which was allowed to happen when the U.S. Congress repealed the Glass-Steagall Act. And Wall Street just went on a binge of using depositors' money to play all these games. And they were bundling mortgages as investment vehicles. And because these mortgage bundles were so popular, they started playing a little fast and loose, filling them with subprime mortgages. In many cases, they were actually pledging the same mortgage over and over and over again into multiple bundles. That's felony fraud right there, for which nobody on Wall Street ever went to jail. Now, Wall Street's pet ratings agency, Standard and Poor, and all the rest of those, rated these in bundles as AAA investments, which meant under the law, pension plans could invest in them. Pension plans, any kind of a retirement fund, they're under strict regulatory control. They have to go with absolutely safe investments. They can't take high-risk investments, because they represent people who are too old to start over and rebuild their fortunes if there's an economic problem. And because these rating agencies rated these bundles AAA, pension funds invested in them all across the country. And then the fraud imploded and pensions were defunded. And nobody has the courage to stand up and say this was all the fault of Wall Street and the Congress. They turn around and they start shortchanging the pensioners. You guys are living too long. Really, if you're loyal American citizens and you can't work anymore, you should just jump off that building over there. Stop being a burden on the system. And that's what happened. And we're seeing all across the country these pension plans are in trouble. And nobody wants to acknowledge why, which means nothing can actually be done about any of it. We're going to go to the phones here. Alan in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I didn't know if you talked about the anniversary today of the fake corporate news government hoax, the Sandy Hook.
We hadn't actually mentioned it. I had a talking point about Wolfgang Halberg, who's still being harassed and threatened over his Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. But yeah, but at this point, there have been so many hoaxes and frauds by this government. I mean, you know, trying to remember all those anniversaries is really becoming impossible.
Well, I don't know if you know, but 3 or 4 days ago, there was another bombshell about Sandy Hook that came out. I think it's from Enter the Stars on YouTube channel. But anyway, he discovered that 7 of the parents leading up to the shooting went to the White House from 2009 to 2011. Mm-hmm. 7 of them went there. In 2010, 3 of the parents went on the same day. And, somebody's got to answer for that, I would imagine.
I think we posted that video. I think we posted that video on Monday. And apparently, 2 of the parents who went to the White House are also parents whose mortgages were magically paid off and zeroed out shortly after that whole situation went down.
That's just incredible. I don't know how nobody can answer for that. I mean, it's got to. I guess more people need to know about it and start asking questions.
Well, I think more and more people do know about it. I think the American people are waking up. Back when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took almost 30 years to reach a point where half of America realized the Warren Report was a complete fiction. Today, in the age of the internet and the independent media, the life expectancy of a government fraud can be clocked with an egg timer. And that's why they're very upset, because this elite system, this establishment, has gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, they actually don't know any other way to run a country. They can't actually become a good government. They don't know how. And that's why they're in a state of panic and out there screaming about the fake news. Germany is talking about literally passing a law saying that anybody running any kind of a news distribution system not approved by the government can go to jail. I mean, that's how afraid they are.
Yeah, well, January 20th can't come fast enough, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I absolutely agree on that one. And even if the Electoral College appoints Trump, it's still an uphill fight. I mean, Mitch McConnell, who's a Republican, is already out there saying that he is going to fight Trump's tax plan tooth and nail. I mean, Donald Trump is probably the first president. In fact, I think Donald Trump really is a third-party president, because he certainly doesn't have the support of the Democrats, and he doesn't even really have the support of that many of the Republicans. Look how hard they worked against him during the primaries. He is such a threat to this entire narcocracy. Again, I just hope he has got really good security around him, because I got to tell you, I would not want to be the guy who's selling him a life insurance policy at this point.
I agree. Well, thank you, Mike. I just wanted to bring that up for the anniversary of that hoax.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And yes, it was a hoax, and it wasn't even particularly clever. Like the Boston bombing, they just throw these things out there, and they've been relying on the corporate media to sell the reality of the hoaxes. And now that the corporate media's credibility is destroyed, people are going back and they're looking at all this stuff. Again, to the Boston bombing, right from the beginning, I pointed out how the remains of the bomb were in a black backpack, and the photos of the Tsarnaev brothers at the scene, they were, one was in a gray backpack and the other was in a white backpack. Now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing that start to come up in articles in the foreign media saying there is something weird about this Boston bombing story coming from the U.S. government. And they're right. There is. It's a fraud. It's a fake. And at this point, it's hard to find anything the government has really been honest and accurate about during my lifetime. And as far as the corporate media, they lie about everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even really that good about the weather. So thank you, Alan. We're going to let you go here and do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the economic news, Deutsche Bank is in court over this massive rigging and fraud in the silver market, and they are saving themselves by throwing their co-conspirators to the wolves. And they're naming names of all these other financial institutions who were part of this conspiracy, and that is exactly the word to use, to defraud investors that were buying silver by rigging the prices. And these people should be going to jail. They won't, not in the United States. They'll be hit with a small wrist slap fine, which will then be passed along as higher fees and lower interest to their customers, and life will go on as it did before. Now, we've been talking about the war on cash. We're talking about how they want to get rid of the $100 bill here in the United States. We're talking about how Argentina, even though it's in major inflation, is talking about taking out their high denomination bills. We've been talking about the experiment with reducing cash in India and how it's turned into an unmitigated disaster, because people who don't have money in their pockets aren't buying things at the stores. A huge part of retail trade, especially during the holiday shopping season, are impulse buys. And they put that stuff right near the checkout counter, candies, magazines, gizmos, gadgets and stuff, because you'll have an impulse. Oh, I want that. But most people walking around don't actually know what their bank balance is. And so they're not going to whip out that plastic and spend some money off that plastic at the risk of bouncing a check that's still somewhere out there in the system. And that's what they're seeing happen in India. Retail sales are plummeting, especially for those businesses that have gone fully on board cashless society and are saying, we won't take cash anymore. It's plastic or nothing. And the Indian people are saying, nothing. And it's locking up the system there. And now Australia is hopping on board. They want to remove their $100 note from circulation. And they're trying to sell this as necessary to fight the war on drugs and to fight terrorism. But that's complete and utter nonsense. Because terrorists and drug dealers will find some other way to move their money around. Remember yesterday we were talking about this company that manufactures software for auditing and taxation. And a security company had found a back door through which people could trigger unauthorized transfers of funds. And instead of fixing that software problem, this company sent their lawyers after the security company saying, shut up about this. So just like governments are backdooring your routers, your modems, your computers, your smartphones and everything to spy on you, they're going to backdoor all of the financial electronic transaction systems so that they can continue to do what they're doing, only you will be kept under control. And they want to lock all of the wealth into the banks, make you dependent on the banks to handle all your commerce for you for a small fee, as well as provide total constant tracking to the government as to what you're buying. That's the real agenda here. And I resent that. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And I don't want the government to know that I broke my diet and bought a jelly donut on the way home from work. It's not their business. Now, the head of IBM is getting in good with Donald Trump, is promising 25,000 new American jobs, well-paying jobs, tech-skilled qualified jobs. So it's coming back on in. Qatar, sovereign wealth fund, is planning a $10 billion investment in the U.S. infrastructure, which is badly, badly needed. And the liberalologists are going ballistic. Oh my goodness, we had just gotten the American people used to living like third world serfs. And Donald Trump's going to raise their standard of living? If he does that, they're never going to go along with the New World Order and globalism. And that's another reason they're panicking about him. All right, let's take some phone calls. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, try to stay away from those jelly donuts. You know, plain's okay or muffins.
It was a metaphor. It was a metaphor. I mean, I have lost about 80 pounds since I went on my my weight loss program. Yeah, and now I'm starting to work out to build up my shoulders and everything like this. I got a big old sword I swing around here. Not that one. That one's falling apart, but I've got another program.
What's your program? Because I got to drop 15 pounds. I lived in California for 5 years, and I would go to this Mexican place two or three times a week, and it's still stuck on me, and I can't seem to lose any weight. So,
a big part of it is I avoid foods with monosodium glutamate because they give me a headache anyway. I stopped doing the diet drinks. It turns out if you think you're going to lose weight drinking diet drinks, you're not, because that aspartame that's in there actually stimulates your appetite, makes you crave real carbohydrates. So just getting getting away from food with all these additives and processed chemicals in there was a big part of it. A lot of salads, a lot of fruit. Claire has this wonderful recipe for coleslaw. We don't even call it that. It's Claire's slaw. And I eat a lot of that. It's full of pineapple and grapes and all the rest of it. And mostly it's just, recognizing I've had enough to eat. I'm not going to eat anymore. I've lost about 80 pounds. I'm close to breaking 200. And my goal for next year, my New Year's resolution, I want to get down to 180. Because now that I'm spending more time on this side of the cameras and microphones, I had to polish up my image. And
fantastic.
Losing the weight, and at some point I'm going to go to the tattoo parlor and I'm going to have a full body tattoo put on me of Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Okay, well, good luck. We'll have to see that on the program. I wanted to talk about Trump, but first, you and the listeners were talking about that silver. I actually haven't had a cold in been about 2 years, and my secret is I just have a green tea morning and night, tablespoon of honey with two lemons. I squeeze the lemon juice, and it's been worked like magic. And if I feel
the vitamin
cold,
C is good. The vitamin C is good. And but you got to be careful about the honey. You need to get it from a health food store, because most of what passes for honey at your regular supermarket isn't actually honey. Especially right now with the colony collapse disorder, the FDA allows food companies to cook up this sugar solution with artificial flavor and coloring and call it honey, but it doesn't have the medicinal quality that real honey does, especially the Manuka honey, which is
Manuka, I saw that from, I think it's from Australia, and but it's expensive though, very expensive.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth
it.
It's really, really very good. The green tea is very good. Mostly though, I would say that probably 60-70% of America's chronic health issues and weight gain can be undone just by avoiding those food additives. Everyone's always talking about America's obesity epidemic and crisis. It's because of the food additives. In a world that's already beset by starvation, American food companies put chemicals in the food that make you eat more. MSG is a big part of that. MSG, which is billed as a flavor enhancer, what it actually does is it screws up the signal in the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. And manufacturers love to load up the food with it so that you will eat more, and then you have to buy more, and they make more money. Then you have the aspartame, which makes you crave carbohydrates. And then, you know, there's all these hormones and that they're putting into the food to the chickens and the cattle to make them grow faster and bulk up. And when you eat the dairy products or the meat from these animals, any unmetabolized hormones get into your body, and your body reacts the same way to them. So you got to be really, really, really careful. And yes, you're going to spend more money to try and get food that's actually safe. But you can't trust the supermarkets. They're out for profits. And you can't even trust the government. Probably you've seen in the store the USDA certified organic. That's an actual lie. Certified organic by the USDA does not mean organic. It means there's less of the bad stuff than in the other product. There are allowable levels of things like GMO and additives under the USDA certified organic program.
Well, that's disappointing to hear, because I've been going to Whole Foods and Sprouts lately, and I've been spending a premium on that USDA organic.
Well, you're definitely getting less of the harmful things with that label, but you're still being exposed. The smartest thing to do is to find your local farmer's market and just buy your produce and meat fresh from them. And you're going to get it's going to be fresher. It's going to be healthier for you. It hasn't acquired frequent flyer miles being flown or trucked from the producer to the warehouse to the distribution center to the market. And it is quite a difference, especially here in Hawaii, where everything that's in the corporate supermarkets is brought in from out of state, if not out of country.
Yeah. All right, Mike, on Trump, I've been listening to Ray McGovern today. He had some interviews posted on his website, and he was not a big Trump supporter, but he's very upset with the CIA, and he's basically saying this is their, to use his words, their last gasp, the whole establishment, because many of them know that they're going to lose their jobs, they potentially could go to jail if Trump gets in, and he's really afraid. He says this could be the preface to a coup, to an actual push, and it makes me think that maybe Trump was smart to select all those generals to be around him, the Mattis, the Kellys, the Flynns. Maybe that was a smart decision looking at the situation right now.
Yeah, actually, you may very well be right, because, first of all, the coup is already underway. That's what Hillary has been trying to do. It's called a soft coup. They're trying to do a coup while making it sort of look like quasi-legal, quasi-reasonable. If that fails, they'll go to a hard coup. And that will be decided by which side the military comes down on. And you're right. Trump was very smart to get all of these top generals into his cabinet, into his administration, because that will definitely be the deciding factor. Anyway, listen.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go. Back with another phone call after these few words.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're looking at the headlines. Apparently, Georgia has mounted a new investigation about the hacking attempts into their state voter system. They have found 9 more IPs linked to the Department of Homeland Security. And the Department of Homeland Security is still taking the attitude of... All right, let's take a phone call. Ken in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
Hey, look, I heard you allude a while ago to the Sandy Hook thing. I was just wondering, were you aware that looking how big won a court hearing, I think either yesterday or the day before yesterday, and the judge ruled that he could go to trial?
I had not picked up on that, but that is a very, very good thing. And my advice to Wolfgang is stay out of small aircraft and out of suburban Washington, D.C. parks.
Well, I agree with you.
I'm not joking. You're not supposed to laugh. I'm not joking. I mean, we're in a place right now where the establishment is in a panic. They're cornered. Cornered animals are the most dangerous. And everybody who's in the independent media needs to be watching their security, just like Donald Trump needs to, because I think there's going to be a lot of wet work before this is all over.
Yeah, well, I'm a producer on another show, and we won't get into that, but I just heard that, and I thought, well, are you aware of this? So he won his trial or his preliminary hearing. They're going to trial. He is suing Lenny Posner, the father of Noah Posner, and they're going to deposition, they're going to discovery, and they're going into a full-blown trial right now.
Well, I am glad to hear it, and again, if we can stop this coup attempt by Hillary's people and we can get Trump into the White House, I think next year is going to see the decline of the corporate media propagandists and the rise of the independent media, and getting back to diversity of opinion and the American people really being truly informed so they can make good choices. That and a reformed election system, and I'll be a happy man.
Well, great. Have Wolfgang on and let him tell you about it, and I can certainly help you.
I'll get back in touch with him. I've had him on the show before. I will get back in touch with him and get him on the show.
Then call him, because he's prime right now.
All right. I will definitely try and get him onto the show here. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Back at you both.
and Melikaliki Maka.
Okay, now you got me.
That's Merry Christmas in Hawaiian.
Well, touche. Okay, I know you made the comment about USDA and how questionable it is and so forth ad nauseum, which is understandable considering the Department of Agriculture and ad nauseum and so forth. What can I tell you? Enough said about that. My question is this. What is your perception of what was referred to as QAI or Quality Assurance International as far as guidelines are concerned regarding organic or non-organic fruits, vegetable, and other food stock?
I have not taken a close enough look to be able to vouch for them. They could be another industry front organization. That's a very common thing for public relations firms to do, is to set up these so-called independent institutes that are actually there to push the corporate agenda. And I'll give you a classic example from advertising. There was a group that was the National Institute for Skin Cancer, and they were being cited in the news about the need for all of these sunscreens and everything, because skin cancer was an epidemic. It was completely out of control. And as it turned out, this group was set up by the Coppertone Company to scare people into buying their product. And at no time did they mention, you know, putting on a hat and maybe some kind of a cover is just as effective as the sunscreen, and you get to use it day after day after day, as opposed to sunscreen and then another bottle and then another bottle and another bottle. So that stuff gets done. And I'm not saying this group is like that, but I'm saying it's always a risk when corporate media is out there saying this organization with a very impressive scientific-sounding name is independent, and they have verified what the corporations wanted to see happen. Anyway, Francis, need to let you go.
Have a good one.
Thanks an awful lot. Back with a phone call, then we're going to do some more news. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take another phone call, then we're going to do some news here for the rest of the show here. Ken in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, that song you're just playing is great. It works right into where I was coming. You know, every day, the DNC, they come out with a new reason why Hillary lost the election. And I was thinking about it, and I think this is a perfect avenue for you and the lady, lovely lady Cliff, to make up a good song. And I'm going to give you the first lines to this song, and then I want you guys to work on it. And the first
yes,
line
sir.
Goes like this. On the first day of Christmas, the DNC gave to me a rooski and a pear tree. They're giving us 12 days of Christmas, man.
Yes, well, we already have the MIDI file set up to do that one, so I'll have to put some thought into that. Claire writes the melodies. I'm more of the lyricist in this house, so we'll definitely look at that.
Hey, Mike, you take it easy, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, getting into the world of computers, a couple of days ago we were talking about how Microsoft had issued a patch that broke the DHCP on servers all across the country, and they've rushed out a new patch to fix the last patch. and it's very, I mean, it's not like the quality and reliability of Microsoft software has ever been that great, because software companies are indemnified against product liability under U.S. law. So they don't have an incentive to actually make sure the stuff works. And before you can even install the software, you sort of have to agree to their end user license agreement, which, to basically distill all those dozens of pages down, it says, we're not sure this is going to work, and if it doesn't, it's your fault, and you can't do anything about it. Apparently, there is a new malware that is supporting malvertising, which is getting to be a huge, out-of-control problem. This one infects routers. If this gets into your router's firmware, your router will now be serving malware onto your browsing sessions. That's going to be very, very hard to do. And this is completely new. This has nothing to do with the exploit against the Netgear routers we talked about Monday, or the other malvertising campaign discovered by ESET last week, which puts malicious code inside pixels of banner ads. Now, here's the problem with the malvertising. It's twofold. First of all, the malvertisers love to plant malware on your computer to keep you locked into whatever it is they're selling. Second of all, they're basically pirating other people's work, because the malvertisers, with these router hacks and everything, they're not actually going on out to websites and saying, I want to buy advertising on your site. They're too cheap. They're too greedy. They don't think anybody should be allowed to have money except them. And that's why they're putting out all this malware that will throw ads onto other people's websites without their permission and without sharing the money. And we get that all the time. I'm always having to field emails from people saying, there's a weird ad for something on your website. And I'll look at it and say, it's not my ad. We don't allow advertising for that particular product or service anyway. And it's been a problem even for big corporate media getting hit with all this stuff. And where is the NSA in all of this? I would like to know. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. The Arctic blast is marching eastward. Record low temperatures to the northern United States. Cold weather records, all-time cold temperature records, are being broken. And it's causing all kinds of travel problems, highway congestion, accidents, cancellation of flights. It's a major, major issue. And we're still officially, technically, in autumn. Some places are seeing temperatures dropping to 30 degrees below the normal average for this time of year. Now, a story coming out of Investment Watch blog, the U.S. news media is hiding the record cold temperatures up there in Canada. They're hiding the fact that Canada's utilities are dealing with record demand for electricity to keep warm up there. What we are getting from the corporate media is, yeah, it's really cold here right now, but it doesn't matter that it's cold where you are. Up in the Arctic, it's 30 degrees above normal. If you were in the Arctic, a place where we know you can't go and check for yourself, so just take our word for it, you could walk around in your Speedos and just have a fine old time swimming in the Arctic Sea, because there's no ice up there, according to Al Gore. That's their latest tactic. No matter how hard the winters get, oh, the Earth is getting warmer, but the heat is hiding someplace. Remember when they were saying that the heat was hiding at the bottom of the ocean? We had to go, hey, ever hear of something called convection? Warm water rises, cold water sinks. So now it's, you know, the Arctic air is down over our country, but rest assured, the Arctic has all the warm air that it stole from the United States. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like these corporate media people, either they don't know science themselves, graduates of Common Core, or they're just hoping that you don't know science and that you're a graduate of Common Core, and you will believe, as Common Core has taught you to believe, that humans are warming the planet, and you will pay a carbon tax, slave. Another article coming out of Zero Hedge. The climate is changing back. What comes next? And basically pointing out, back in the 1990s, the world really was getting warmer. And everybody hopped on board. They took something that happens naturally, declared it a crisis, and offered to sell you all a solution. And then Mother Nature just went, pfft. And the earth has been cooling. And they just came out, instead of saying, oh, we were wrong, the earth is cooling, we don't need a carbon tax, they just came out with all these bizarre explanations. Oh, it's a pause. We're not getting cooler, we're not getting hotter, we're not getting, it's paused. Global warming's on a pause. The heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean. The heat is hiding at the North Pole. And this article lists 66 different explanations about why, even as we see snow and ice falling all over us, and they got 30 inches up on the tops of the volcanoes on the Big Island, that we have to go on believing the most holy revealed dogma of human-caused global warming. I love the one where they came on out back in 2000 and said, because of human-caused global warming, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And now we've had these record-setting winters. So now they're out there saying, well, global warming causes cold weather. Don't you understand? We have these scientists that we paid very, very well to stand there in their white laboratory coats, so you will believe them when they tell you that warming is cooling. Freedom is, or ignorance is strength, war is peace, and whatever else the rest that Orwell put in that list. That's really what it is. It's Orwellian doublethink. Freezing is warming. And it's not working. I love the fact Daily Kos is out there on this story about how even though we're freezing down here in Canada and the northern United States, and it's going to be a really, really hard winter. Oh, it's really warm at the North Pole. It's warm at the North Pole. And they tried to replay the polar bear thing by showing a penguin on this little, little tiny piece of ice and saying the penguins are now drowning. Penguins don't live in the Arctic. They live in the Antarctic. There are no penguins at the North Pole or anywhere around the North Pole. But that's the new mascot, drowning penguins at the North Pole. It's amazing. Now then, over at the Environmental Protection Agency, they have just released a report on the impact of fracking on the environment. And they released a draft of the report back in 2015, which they basically inserted a statement saying that they didn't find any evidence that fracking has had any widespread systemic impacts on drinking water resources in the United States. And of course, the oil and gas companies took that one sentence and went to town and said, you anti-fracking activists, see, the Environmental Protection Agency says we're not a danger to the drinking water. The finalized report, which was released yesterday, deleted that statement. They took out the statement saying that the Environmental Protection Agency found no evidence that fracking is harmful to the drinking water supply. Instead, they came on out and said there's data gaps and uncertainties, and we're not really sure. Could be, maybe not. We're not sure. So here we are, 5 years, $29 million, and their final report is, we don't know. Yep, that's government work for you. Right there. 5 years, $29 million. For $29 million, they could have built a new water system for Flint, Michigan. Probably a couple of other cities as well. Latest statistics are showing one out of every six Americans is on some form of psychiatric medication. And again, it's all about pushing product. I remember this horrific story came out of Great Britain. And it was when we were first starting to get on this issue about the overprescribing of antidepressants. Were they really working? Were they effective? Were they, in fact, harmful? It's now finally been acknowledged that the theoretical mechanism for the SSRIs does not actually work, and yet they're big sellers, and they're still being put on out there. And there was this story about a perfectly normal, healthy woman was dealing with work stress, and her doctor puts her on an antidepressant, and she has a very bad reaction to it. So the doctor takes her off that medication and says, let's try another one. Instead of saying, let's just stop the medications, we'll try another one, something stronger. and she had a negative reaction to that. And it was just this nightmare story of believing and trusting the doctor and taking the pills, and her mental state deteriorated until the point where she lost her job, she lost her home, and she wound up having to be put in a mental institution, all of it caused by the medications. Because it's all about pushing product. The medical industrial complex doesn't care about your health. In fact, they need you to not be healthy. Their entire business model is for you all to be chronically sick with all these little minor ailments requiring constant palliative treatment of symptoms, but never a cure. Now, a while back, there was this horrific story of Dr. Fareed Fada, who defrauded Medicare of something like $5 million and his patients out of considerably more than that by telling perfectly healthy people that they had cancer so that he could sell them chemotherapy and radiation treatments from which he was getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industries. Because if you're prescribing a company's medications, there's all kinds of stuff that comes back. Sometimes it's overt, like on the Gardasil shot. The practitioner gets half the money of that shot. Sometimes it's a little more covert. But the pharmaceutical companies incentivize doctors to push their products, and Dr. Fada was an extreme case, but as it turns out, not the only one. Over at organicandhealthy.org, they're saying the reality is, and the National Cancer Institute did a study, and they found literally thousands of doctors and oncologists in the United States who are telling perfectly healthy people they have cancer in order to sell them more product. Now, chemotherapy is devastating to the body. So is radiation. Whatever happened to that little thing from Hippocrates about, first of all, do no harm, seems to have been changed to, first of all, do not lose money. Don't let them out of here without selling them something. It's absolutely, absolutely shameful. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again for those of you who are struggling to lose weight. This is over in the Daily Mail. And they're talking about a research project carried out at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden that was looking into whether diet drinks actually help you lose weight. And what they concluded is the same thing I have been telling you for years. Aspartame, which is found in diet soft drinks and so-called health drinks like Glasau vitamin water, is an appetite stimulant. And it does it because, like all artificial sweeteners, your body sort of recognizes it as being a sugar and tries to fit it in to where it's supposed to go, but it can't fit. And so you start craving real carbohydrates. That's why the supermarkets love to bundle diet soda and chips together. Because they know you're going to drink the soda with the aspartame and you're going to eat all those chips and then you'll go back to the store for more. I mean, it is a little bit pathological. In a world where there is so much famine and starvation, U.S. companies are putting chemicals in the food that make you want to eat and drink more for higher profits. And it is this, not our lifestyle and other choices, that has created an obesity epidemic in the United States of America. Our system, our establishment, is in fact totally corrupted from top to bottom. We were talking yesterday about all these articles we put out about all these mid-level officials and police and fire, and they're all being arrested for embezzling. Our nation has lost its moral compass. We've forgotten what it's like to be an American in the best sense of what that word meant when I was a child. Where we didn't value ourselves based on having the latest fashion statement, wearing the correct colors. We were Americans. We were builders. We were innovators. We were altruistic. We were generous. We were merciful. We were good people. And our goodness was independent of whatever it was we had bought at the general store or the supermarket the day before. And we've lost that. Our children are literally being taught by TV while both parents are working that your entire self-image and esteem is based on what you buy and pour all over your head or put on your body. We have kids that kill each other to get a pair of Nike shoes because that swoosh is what says you're an important, wealthy, rather important human being worthy of respect. Our society de-emphasizes human characteristics like love, friendship, honesty, ethics, because you can't bottle those and sell them. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And some more news from the world of science. Up on Mars, NASA is now saying that the Curiosity rover has found more clues Mars once had microbial life. This is getting to be a repeating pattern. There's tons of evidence on Mars. You know those little blueberries that they talk about, they discovered them back with Pathfinder? The only thing that looks like those here on Earth are bacterial colonies that develop a hard shell for protection. Curiosity should have really sliced one of those open and taken a close look at it. But unfortunately, while Curiosity has a magnifier, they don't really have a powerful microscope, and that needs to go on up there. They found these algal mats, things that look like stromatolites. It's all over the place, but there's this institutional resistance to the idea that Mars had life or has life today because, again, back in 1976, Dr. Gilbert Levin's labeled release experiment returned a positive, saying that microbial life existed on Mars. NASA, under political pressure, went with the negative result from the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer to declare Mars lifeless. And then it found out later the GCMS couldn't work because of the perchlorates in the Martian soil. Now, Curiosity has hit a little bit of a snag. Apparently, they drilled into a rock, and apparently the motor has jammed, and the drill is stuck in the rock, and if they can't figure out what they're going to do about it, and it's been stuck for 2 weeks now, that may basically be it. The rover is not going to rove any longer. It's just going to stay there and do what it's going to do from that one spot. I hope they get it free. Even though NASA is playing politics and spin and public relations with the data that's coming on out, it is still returning good data. But there are going to be more missions to Mars, and they're going to be looking for life, and they're going to find it. And I just don't want them to cheat Dr. Gilbert Levin of his place in history as having been the first man to prove there was life on another world. Because he deserves to be remembered and not cheated. Which reminds me, I saw an interesting show. There's a great show called Mysteries at the Museum, and I like watching it. And they were talking this story about this Italian gentleman who actually built a telephone years before Alexander Graham Bell, but he didn't have enough money to patent it. And so he went to this company trying to get an investment to patent it. He left them his working model and his plans. And time went by and time went by and time went by and time went by. And he went back and said, I need my plans and model back. And they said, we don't know where it went. It disappeared. We're sorry. It's just gone. And then Alexander Graham Bell came out with his telephone and his patent and became immensely wealthy. And as it turned out, Alexander Graham Bell had worked in the office of that company where this Italian gentleman had left his model and plans, and they disappeared. History very often cheats people of what they're due. I don't want to see that with Gilbert Levin. My apologies to the callers who were waiting on the line. We have run out of time. You can call in tomorrow. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are all part of the independent media. More important than that right now, you are part of the counter coup against Hillary stealing the White House. I need you to get on out there and be decisively engaged against the coup plotters. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.